Vincentians are being encouraged to continue to sanitize, wear face masks, and be aware of their surroundings to ensure that they remain safe and keep their families safe from contracting COVID-19. So says Acting Chief Health Promotion Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John, who said while some people have to move about for work, steps must be taken to ensure that their loved ones at home remain protected.
Sanitize as much as possible. I mean, I still sanitize as much as possible. I wear my face mask as much as possible when I can, where it's applicable as well. And even if it's not applicable, I watch my surroundings. So I know where I'm at. I know the people I'm around. I'm willing to assess a certain risk. And I mean, not everybody will consider like that. This is something that you definitely need to go. And I mean, if we do an assessment of all the shows so far, there's still a very wide chunk of persons who have not been participating because of the fear of contracting the virus. And we also have to take that into consideration, that while we are moving about, you know, you and I, we have to work. We have to be out there. But for the people at home, our grandmother, our children who did not ask us to bring anything back to them, we have to do what we can to ensure that they are protected. And so I think we go back to basics right now, especially during this period.
Acting Chief Health Promotion Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John. Regionally, travelers to Trinidad and Tobago will no longer require a negative COVID-19 test to enter the Twin Island Republic as of Friday, July 1st. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the Dominican Republic since the outbreak now stands at 605,784. Internationally, a trial suggests more than a million vulnerable people could improve their protection against COVID by taking a short break from medication after a booster jab. Meanwhile, a new study estimates that COVID-19 vaccines helped avert 19.8 million deaths across the globe during the first year after vaccination campaigns were initiated. The study found that vaccine inequity resulted in a disproportionately higher number of deaths prevented by vaccination in high-income nations than in lower-income nations. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.